Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 21st. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 2 cents, closing at 351 and a quarter. March beans down 5.5 cents, closing at 959, and March wheat up 3.5 cents, closing at 427. Well, it's pretty much been a broken record here all week. Corn and wheat higher, beans lower. That trend, I think, is going to continue here for a while. I'm hoping that we've seen the worst in this bean market. You know, maybe we make a new low the first week in January. But certainly the corn and wheat look like they're trying to make a bottom in here. I mean, they've tried to do it before, and it hasn't been successful. But you've got the funds still heavily, heavily short. Things seem to be changing a little bit in our favor here. The exports were good this morning. We have problems, all kinds of problems, I think, in the plains for the wheat. We've got problems in Argentina for the corn and Brazil for the corn. So, you know, we haven't really seen the funds cover too much out here. But are they going to cover before the end of the year? Are they going to wait for rebalancing after the first of the year? Is really anybody's guess. But I think long term we can see some higher prices. We recommended to our clients last night to be re-owning anything that they've sold with some call options. What I wouldn't be doing out here is selling two calls to pay for a call. That is a net short position. Why would you want a net short position if you expect the market to go up? And, you know, if the market goes down, great. You got a free call option and you'll make some money. But if the market goes up, you could get yourself into a world of hurt out here. So that is just not something I would do, particularly at these low levels and particularly with the funds short as much as they are. The bean market, again, we're just grinding it lower, trying to get that corn bean ratio lower. They've done, you know, a little bit of a job moving it from 2.65 down to about 2.55 today, somewhere in that range. I think it's still got a ways to go. Again, I'm still hopeful that the corn is the big rally and that beans even can move higher, even as corn moves higher than the beans. So we'll see what happens out here, but I'm still, you know, friendly to the corn and the wheat. The beans, I'd certainly be looking to buy them on a breakout here because I don't think all the South American problems are anywhere put into these markets. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.